Declutter. Discover how to stop worrying. Live a meaningful life and declutter your home, mind, and life. By Joshua Ballard. Narrated by John William Cantese. Introduction. The chapters below will explain what it means to overthink and what you can do to change that, before going on a step-by-step journey to relive the burden of overthinking and negative thought patterns, you will learn about the signs of overthinking and how it affects your daily life. Many people overanalyze and conquer any aspect of their lives, whether it's their careers, relationships, lack of fulfillment, or a relentless stream of stress. In a normal life, all of these challenges seem unavoidable, and if you look around, people seem to have accepted that life and tension and depression will still be associated even in the best-case scenarios. Forming healthy habits, such as meditation on your mindfulness, positive relationships, and proper sleep will bring you to a position where the negative habits that contribute to overthinking will slip away. From unhealthy relationships to a cluttered living room, shedding the things that keep you off will give way to a whole new you, prepared to face the challenges of life with a mind full of optimistic thoughts and concrete goals. It is my courage that you will come to realize your full potential by working every day to develop healthier habits without feeling like overthinking is an inevitable part of your life. You may regain power. Chapter 1. Declutter Your Mind. You understand where some of the greatest overthinking causes are. You are working to slowly eradicate or reduce the issues that continue to overwhelm knowledge in your life. And now it's time to fix the confusion inside your mind. The concept of clearing your mind to be able to concentrate on the goals of life or the everyday tasks has become very common in recent years. Several authors and speakers have provided plenty of insights and suggestions about how people can start organizing, evaluating, and then eliminating unnecessary clutter from their minds. I agree that analyzing and knowing what is blocking your mind is an important first step in the process. This way, you will start linking certain origins of overthinking with the thoughts that run through your mind. Cleaning up the root of overthinking is just as critical as separating the brain from the individual thoughts. Because, note, human beings are conditioned to take knowledge in and process it. Much of this material is stubborn, inducing emotional reactions that can't be pressed and dragged like on our machines to the recycling bin. Moving into a routine and making meaningful steps in clearing your mind and learning how to manage and measure the importance of thoughts and emotions as you continue living your life will take some time and concentration. This voyage is the beginning of a lifelong and life-changing phase. Just because you are now banishing irrational thought, it doesn't mean that in the future it will never try to crawl on you again. Trust yourself and your desire to step forward. And when I ask, what do I mean, declutter the mind? Simply put, there's no way you can start developing healthier behaviors and more constructive thinking without first clearing off the thoughts that hamper your development. Most feelings and repetitive thinking patterns are connected to emotions that hold us off and even block our perceptions of what's really going on. We've already spoken about how external influence and inner turmoil can manifest in a skewed perception or evaluation of a loved one, a coworker, parent, or even infant. Some people take so much of the world's negative knowledge that they lose any sense of confidence or respect for men, even full aliens. Of course, when it comes to discovering and forming real relations with other people, this is extremely restricting. Individuals who immediately start distrusting and disrespecting others will inevitably isolate themselves, leading to even more mental insecurity and depression. The fact that loneliness and depression are related in many ways is attested to by most psychologists.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?